Hey everyone, welcome to She Belongs to Christ podcast or SBC podcast. My name is Tafadzwa Mukombe and I am your host today. I am also the founder and visionary of SBC Ministry. This is our very first episode and it's called She Defined. I am so excited. We've been waiting for so long to start this podcast and finally it's happening. So without wasting much of your time, we're going to get straight into it. So the first question is, what do we mean by a woman's worth? I've got a few definitions over here. The first one says, worth is the level at which someone deserves to be valued or rated. And then the other definition is, worth is how you love yourself. And then here we have another one. It says, how you perceive yourself. I totally agree with these statements because your worth is how you love yourself, how you take yourself to be. Let's have a quick example. You've got your cell phone. I know everyone loves their phones. There's no one who doesn't love their phone. I mean, we use our phones every single day. We use it for our daily base, for our daily routines. We use our cell phones for time. We use our cell phones to call people, to text people, etc, etc. So if you take a look at how you keep your phone, you charge it, you put it on a safe place away from heat, away from water, away from things that may cause dirt on your phone. You also put it in a position whereby you young children cannot reach your phone, because you know when a child gets your phone, they'll obviously play with it. So you take care of it, you make sure your memory is not too full, you make sure you have your screen guard, your phone cover, and all these things. Have you asked yourself why you take care of your phone to this extent? Well, it's because you know the value, you know the worth of your phone. You don't want to be irresponsible over it because you know you lose it. And when you lose it, getting another one can be very costly. So you'd rather take care of your phone because you understand the value, especially if you're the one who bought your phone. You understand the value of it and you definitely not want anything to mess around with it. Now let's look at the way the world views women, or the way the world defines women. We see women being defined by their looks, by their level of education, by how much they've achieved in life, by their strengths. For example, have you ever heard of people saying a woman who has a master's degree has more value than one who finished school at maybe O level? I mean, this is not right. We cannot measure a woman's worth by what she has achieved. This is actually an unfair way of seeing women, but rather see her for who she is, for who she is, not based on how many master's degrees does she have, or if she has a driver's license or not, or how many certificates she's achieved. Really, education is not enough, or it's really not fair to judge someone according to their levels. I mean, we are all different. God has made each and every one of us differently with different plans. Not everyone is meant to be at the same stage in life. We need to change the ways in which we see other women. We need to see other women as our sisters in Christ, and not put ourselves above them. Another thing is, we're also told that our value comes from marriage. We see women being told to make marriage a life goal. If you reach 30 and you're unmarried, people start questioning you. They start saying, how come you're not yet married? When are you going to get married? I'm sure some of us have come across such kind of questions that put you under unnecessary pressure. We've been told, get married by 25, have children by 30. There's so much noise in this world. We need to understand that marriage shouldn't be placed as a life goal. Yes, for some people it's a goal, but for some it's not. Whether you're married or not, your value should still remain the same. Being married does not mean you have more value than someone who is single. Comparison is another syndrome that makes one woman feel less than the other. You see, ladies, each woman was created uniquely by God. Unfortunately, we feel insecure when another woman has something that we don't have. Instead of supporting your sister, you are now jealous of her. You start to wish to be like her. You start to wish you had all those things that she has. But it shouldn't be that way, because God has different plans for each and every one of us. Our plans are not meant to be the same. We need to be content with where we are. We need to be content with what we have. God placed you where you are for a reason. God gave you those friends, that family that you have right now for a reason. Imagine a world whereby all women were the same. That includes same looks, same plans, same everything. I think the world would be really boring if it was that way. But God knew what he was doing when he was creating us uniquely and differently. Now let's look at what the word says about you and me. What does God say about you? What does God say about me? Let's take a look at a few scriptures. Proverbs 31 verse 30. It says, "Charm is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised." No matter what you look like, or how much you've achieved, or what worldly riches you have, a woman's commitment to the Lord is what truly matters in life. Psalm 139 verse 14. "I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works, my soul knows it very well." You are fearfully and wonderfully made. There is no photocopy of you in this world. God approved of you, and you're not a mistake. You're beautiful as you are. Don't worry about the negative words about you. Don't worry about what the world says about you, which might put you under pressure to change yourself. But don't change yourself. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. You are perfect in the eyes of God. Proverbs 3 verse 15. "She is more precious than jewels, and nothing you desire can compare with her." Women are more valuable than some of the most precious items on earth. Just imagine the most precious things on earth. Rubies, for instance. You cannot just find rubies anyway. You can't just go outside and expect to find a ruby. This is because they're very difficult to find. And them being very difficult to find means they are very precious. They're so, so precious. So imagine what this word is saying about you. You are much, much more precious than the most expensive jewels in the world. Reflect that for a moment. I hope you understand how much value you have in God. Now I'm going to talk about the three things that you can do on a daily basis to remind you of what God says about you. Number one, go back to the Word of God. Going back to the Word of God will also remind you of who you are in Christ. Visit those scriptures that talk about your identity in Christ. It will really help you, especially if you meditate on them on a daily basis. I'm going to mention a few. 1 Peter 2 verse 9. "But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light." Jeremiah 1 verse 5. "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. I chose you before you were born. I set you apart. I appointed you as a prophet to the nations." 1 Corinthians 12 verse 27. "Now you are the body of Christ, and each one of you is part of it." So these are some of the scriptures that will help you to remind you of who you are in Christ. Let's look at the second point. Writing affirmations and hanging them on your wall, on your bedroom wall, or making them as your wallpaper on your phone. For example, you can write, "I am blessed. I am loved. I am courageous. I am free. I am beautiful. I am victorious. I am chosen. I am forgiven. I am valuable. I am important. I am strong." These are some of the examples of affirmations. You can come up with your own, or you can even refer back to the scripture. These will really help you
especially when you wake up every day and look at them, or before you go to bed, you look at them and remind yourself of who you are in Christ. The third point is love yourself. 1 John 4 verse 8 says, God is love. Love yourself with the love of God. By loving yourself, you realize the worth you have in Christ. By loving yourself, you not compromise your godly standards for worldly standards. Now, as we conclude this episode, remember your identity is in Jesus, and it will always be in Jesus. Don't try to change yourself for the approval of man. Just be yourself. Don't let the pressures of the world take away that inner joy that you have. Before I close, I shall pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this podcast episode. Help us, Lord, to see ourselves the way you see us. Help us to understand our worth and identity. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We've come to the end of this episode. Thank you for joining us. Be blessed.